The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to this latest edition of the TWBC podcast. Thanking you for your support once again. All right then, so Malibu Open 2023 here at Lyman Land, just outside of Tuscaloosa. And we get to chat to a competitor who has been largely absent for the season. And he made his return at the Mastercraft Open, the Mastercraft Pro, about a week or so ago. And slalom pretty well there, but is no doubt be looking to try and improve upon that performance with a good showing here. He comes from Canada. His name is Cole McCormick. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty great, Tony. How about you?
Not too bad at all. As you can hear, the waves are crashing in the background. That absolutely proves that we're doing this on site with some ambient noise. But let's try and get a little bit more up to date so far as what happened with you this season, because you had. You had full expectation of going through the tournaments at the beginning of the season, but an early season injury kind of stifled that, right?
Yeah, I actually was having a great off season and was really I made some equipment changes that I was pretty happy with, and then I ended up getting a bone bruise on the top of the talus, which is like in my ankle, right ankle joint, so it was like my back ankle. So anytime I would hit the wakes, it was just crazy painful. So I ended up having to take 7 weeks off of skiing, and half of that time was spent in a walking boot. And then even when I came back, my first set was four passes at 13 meters, and it was so painful I had to come in and take a week off.
Oh, wow.
And then my next set was six passes at 13, and then it was like 3 days off, and then I was, four passes at 13, couple passes at 12. I just slowly worked my way up, and then after about 3 weeks of that, I finally like ran a 39, probably beginning of June, like mid-June, something like that. So that's it. Just took a while.
So it was a bone bruise, okay? Basically, the top of one of the bones in your ankle. It kind of like wasn't one of those like huge slalom falls or anything like that that precipitated it or anything. It was just like the added stress and strain that you put on your body in order to try and get yourself a little deeper on those passes, to get you to keep you more competitive or be more competitive, right?
Yeah. Well, I was trying a different rear binding over the winter, actually, and we were trying to make it longer to try to help with it was just some equipment thing we were trying, and it was actually so long, it was a kicker, and so whenever I kicked my foot in, it was, in order to get it in as far as I needed to get it in, it was actually driving into my ankle joint. And so after about a month and a half of kicking my ankle in, it was just started to get really painful, and it kind of sucked because the bone bruise was in such a awkward bad spot. It gave me tendonitis all the way down to the end of my toes and then into the arch of my foot too, so it was not only a bone bruise, but it just took time to strengthen all the ligaments and stuff and get the tendonitis out of them. It's still, when I sit for a long time and don't use it, it gets a little sore and tight, but when it's moving, when I'm skiing, it feels great. So
okay, so this injury essentially took you out of the game through the LCQ series and all of those tournaments that you wanted to be a part in, and you missed the Masters and what have you, and a whole bunch of the Water Ski Pro Tour events that were scheduled for this summer. So when did you get back into slalom in like consistently 39.5 off, because you did mention that as you decided to, as you continue to like test the pain limits that you could tolerate at that stage?
Yeah, I would say end of June I was running it you know, fairly consistently. I would say like 75% of the time I was running it. I skied my first like record tournament of the year, like first weekend in July is when I skied it. I ran some decent scores, but I like it was a four round. I missed 39 one round, ran it the other three rounds, so it was, I mean, it was good. But I'd say I just probably in the last like month I started feeling like I did last year. Like I really started feeling like I was running some consistent practice scores, and was really started to feel good probably beginning of August. That's probably when I'd say I was 100% like back to where I was last year.
All right. A lot of people that go through an injury situation such as yours come away with a deeper and more educated perspective on what they're doing and what they should avoid doing from their routine whenever they prepare for tournaments or actually get involved in tournaments. I mean, what has been one or two lessons that you can take from this and something that you can easily apply going forward?
I don't know. I mean, it's not going to deter me from
maybe
trying.
More restful off season. Maybe, I don't know.
No, probably not. We're always testing stuff over at LaPointe's all off season. That's kind of the deal. I mean, I dial back the skiing a little bit over the off season, but it's usually every set we're testing stuff, trying to get better. I mean, you can't just sit still in the sport. You have to always keep improving, keep getting better. If you're sitting still, you're getting behind. So I would say if it taught me anything is that some injuries just take a while and you just have to stick with it and stay with the process and keep your head down and just get through it. Like, I mean, it was a frustrating injury just to, you know, sit there and watch all these guys skiing when I knew I could be out there competing with them. But I had, you know, a bigger goal in mind, trying to get back for the end of the year and be ready for Worlds. And I'm now pretty happy with my decision to, you know, take all that time off to really make sure I let it heal up.
Okay, so your first pro tournament back was the Mastercraft Pro, right?
Well, I skied Calgary.
You skied Calgary, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't go great for me. It was, I had some, I don't know, it just, I had a hard time getting dialed in for that tournament. But then I skied California and I skied okay there. I ran 2.5:41 the first round, but everyone kind of skied amazing there, so okay didn't really cut it there. Last weekend was my first finals back though, so that was nice.
Did you have any doubts in your mind, you know, whether you could get back to being competitive, you know, as you're working your way through the injury at Calgary and then California afterwards, or did you kind of like trust the process, as it were?
No, I knew I could be competitive. It was just kind of getting my head back into pro skiing again. Like, I don't know, record tournaments for me now are feel more like practice than anything, but pro events just have that whole different level of pressure. You know, you're skiing against the best in the world and you have to perform a certain way to make the finals, so it's definitely, their pro events carry more stress, more pressure. So now I feel like I'm back now though, so that's good.
All right then, so you've gone through Calgary, gone through California, gone through the Mastercraft Pro, you know, and I mean you mentioned it a little bit ago, the support that you have from the ski that you're on, which is the LaPointe the LP1, a ski that undergoes a lot of design changes, you know, from the base model. You know, I mean, if Chris can figure out a way to get more out of that ski, he'll jump on it. You know, how important has he and Jennifer's support been to you? How important has that been?
I mean, it's meant the world to me. I mean, I wouldn't be the skier today without their help. I mean, everyone can see it in my skiing. My consistency has gone kind of through the roof since I started skiing with Chris and on his ski. And then this year, actually, I've been riding a different ski. I've been riding the LP2, which is like the evolution of his first ski. It's definitely better. Same shape, but it's thinner and kind of it turns better, drives into the wake better, a little faster, a little less effort. All good things. I mean, we're constantly working on the ski design and trying to make his ski better. So it's good that I'm finally like delivering some big scores on this new ski for him in the tournaments.
All right then. So as we continue working, any little tidbit of news or anything coming down the pipe there from Chris Lapointe? It's all right. You can tell me.
Well, I mean I can't spoil anything. I mean we got a long off season ahead of us. We've been talking, you know, about some ideas we're going to try this off season. So I'm looking forward to the off season just as much as I'm looking forward to Worlds and the rest of this season. I mean, it's just a different kind of excitement, but I'm sure you guys will see eventually.
Indeed. We'll keep an eye on that. And people that are also keeping an eye on you are your parents. I mean, because, I mean, I can't even recall too much of a time where you've actually been in the tournament and they haven't been there watching you and supporting you, and also Jessica as well.
Yeah, none of them are here this weekend. My parents are actually going to their friend's daughter's wedding up in New Hampshire, and then my fiance Jess, she couldn't make it. She's a kindergarten teacher, so it's tough for her to get time.
I can imagine your dad's gonna have the phone out, you know, keeping a look during the ceremony.
Yeah, especially Jess is trying to, you know, save vacation days for the wedding, for the honeymoon and all that stuff, so it's she's just watching from her phone too with my parents.
Indeed. Okay, and you have your own wedding yourself on December 9th, I believe.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. We're getting everything all taken care of. We still got a couple things that we have to finish up before it gets here, but it's coming fast.
All right. Yes, and no doubt you're looking forward to that. Now, because you had that extended break a little forced extended break that you had during the summer, maybe it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, you know, because you're coming into the tail part of the season where you really need to be on your game, you know, especially with the World Championships, and you might actually have a little bit more in the tank compared to a skier that's been skiing, like slogging it out every weekend all season long.
I mean, that's the idea. Everyone else is, you know, old and tired from the season, and I'm fresh, right? I've only had a few pro events, so I'm chomping at the bit, ready to go. You know, hopefully, I mean, I'm going to shoot for the stars. Hopefully, we get a podium at Worlds. That's been the goal of the year, even through all the injury, just trying to keep my head down, keep moving forward, one step at a time. You know, got to make finals at Worlds. Got to just keep going.
All right, and we're here at the Malibu Open. You took a set out there a few minutes ago, and the Malibu is a boat that not an awful lot of people get to ski behind, not at this kind of level anyway. So how did you find that boat? Did you notice any improvements in this model of Malibu compared to last year?
Well, I actually didn't ski here last year because I went to Dane's wedding last year.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. But even the year before.
Well, every Malibu is a little different. I actually got to ski behind Will Asher's Malibu before we came up here, and so it felt in the same ballpark as Will's boat, so that's good. It felt really strong, which makes our job easier and makes it easier to swing on the boat, so just got to commit and go. I mean, it feels good out there. We got Austin Rogers driving us tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. It should be a fun tournament.
All right then, and we're certainly looking forward to you competing out there. This has been the latest edition of the TWBC podcast, an interview here with Cole McCormick. I wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Tony.
Starting in the elimination round, and you'll see that live on the TWBC. Just go to YouTube, type in TWBC, and it will be there. But until next time, this is Tony Lightfoot saying ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC Podcast.